Welcome back. My name is Mehtab Sheikh. Today I am going to read The Day the Cranes Came Home by Drew Daywalt. One day, Dunk and his cranes were happily coloring together when a strange stack of postcards arrived for him in the mail. Dear Duncan, not sure if you remember me. My name is Maroon Crayon. You only colored with me once to draw a scamp, but whatever. Anyway, you lost me 2 years ago in the couch, then your dad sat on me and broke me in half. I never would have survived had Paperclip not nursed me back to health. I'm finally better, so come get me. And can Paperclip come too? He's really holding me together. Sincerely, your Maroon Crayon, Maroon Crayon. Dear Duncan, no one likes peas. No one even likes the color pea greens. So I'm changing my name and running away to see the world. Sincerely, Esteban the Magnificent, the crayon formerly known as pea greens. Hi Duncan, it's me, Neon Red Crayon. Remember that great vacation we had with your family? Remember how we laughed when we drew a picture of your dad's sunburn? Remember dropping me by the hotel pool when you left? Clearly you do not, because I'm still here. How could you miss me? Anyway, after 8 months waiting for you to come get me, I guess I'm walking back. Your left behind friend, Neon Red Crayon. Duncan, it's us, yellow and orange. We know we used to argue over which of us the color of the sun. But guess what? Neither of us wants to be the color of the sun anymore. Not since we were left outside and the sun melted us. Together. You know the real color of the sun? Hot. That's what. We're sorry for arguing. You can make green the sun for all we care. Just bring us home. Your not-so-sunny friends, yellow and orange. Dear Duncan, I'm sure you don't recognize me after the horrors I've been through. I think I was Tank Karan, or maybe Burnt Sienna. I don't know. I can't tell anymore. Have you ever been eaten by a dog and puked up on the living room rug? Because I have. I have been eaten by a dog and puked up on the rug. Duncan, it's not pretty. Not pretty at all. I'm more a carpet fuzz than a crayon now. Can you please bring me back? Your undigestible friend, tan or possible burnt sienna crayon. Dearest Duncan, could you please open the front door? I still need to see the world. Sincerely, Esteban the Magnificent. Hey Duncan, remember last Halloween we told your little brother there was a ghost under the basement stairs? Then we drew that scary stuff on the wall? Sure, it was funny when he ran screaming, right? But it wasn't so funny when you forgot to take me out of the basement. Please come get me. I'm kind of terribly horrified. Your scared friend, glow-in-the-dark crayon. Dear Duncan, looks like I'm almost home. Been through China, Canada, and France, I think. I'm just crossing New Jersey by camel now. New Jersey has a giant pyramid, right? See ya soon, Neon Red Crayon. P.S. Next up, the North Pole, I think. Duncan, does page 8 of a Pirate Island ring a bell? Kind of a big payday for Captain Greenbeard. They don't yet think and no browns or silvers in that pile, huh? I told you it'd make me blunt if you color each coin individually. But would you listen? No, I also told you those stupid Korean sharpeners never work. Did you listen to that? Also no. Now I can't color anything at all. Your pointless friend, Gold Crayon. Dear Duncan, I've seen the world. It's rainy. I'm coming back. Esteban the Magnificent. Hi, Duncan. You're probably wondering why my head is stuck to your sock. A question I ask myself every day. Well, it's because last week you left me in your pocket and I end up in the dryer. I landed on your sock and now he's stuck on my head. Can you please come get me? Also, why does everything you wear still smell even after it's washed? Your stinky socky stucky on the head, buddy, Torquoise Crayon. P.S. Sock says hi. Dear Mr. Duncan, I know I'm not your crayon. I know I belong to your baby brother, but I can't take him anymore. In the last week alone, he bitten the top of my head, put me in the cat's nose, drawn on the wall, and then tried to color garbage with me. The worst part is he's still a terrible artist. I can't tell what he's drawing are. Donkeys, monkeys, donkey monkeys. Picasso said every child is an artist. But I don't know. I don't think he met your brother. Please rescue me. Your desperate friend, Big Chunky Toddler Crayon. Duncan, greetings from the Amazon rainforest. Making great time. I think I'm almost home. Neon Red Crayon. Red Crayon. Hello, Duncan. It's me, Brown Crayon. You know exactly why I ran away, buddy. Everyone thinks I get all the great coloring jobs. Candy bars, puppies, ponies. Lucky me, right? Bet they don't know what else you used me to color, do they? I didn't think so. The rest of that drawing was gray, but it really need that final brown scribble. I'll come back, but please let's stick to candy bars, okay? Your very embarrassed friend, Brown Crayon. Duncan was sad to learn of all the crayons he lost and forgotten, broken and neglected over the years. So he ran around gathering them up, but Duncan's crayons were all so damaged and differently shaped than they used to be that they no longer fit in the crayon box. So Duncan had an idea. He built a place where each crayon would always feel at home. Looks good, lads. Who are they wearing? Make sure it's a straight. All these different crayons were happy. No, I think everyone's welcome. And then in Cleveland, I got to hike the Great Wall of China. The end.